This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with meteorologist Jim Witt about his weather site, theweatherwiz.com, in a moment. But first, a bloodletting fetish party in New York City is being criticized over health concerns. Photos from the party show a fetish practice called arterial tapping, when a dominant partner taps a submissive partner's artery controlling his or her blood flow. It appears the blood is sometimes sprayed over a canvas as art. A health department source says someone would have to file an official complaint in order for the state to investigate the party. Gossiping is good for you. Keeping secrets saps your energy as much as carrying physical weights. Researchers found that keeping secrets can take a toll on somebody's emotional and physical health. They say the best way to offset this is to gossip to get the burden off your chest. Meteorologist Jim Witt is the man behind theweatherwiz.com, a free long-range forecasting tool. Online.
First of all, Mike, in order to make these long-range forecasts, I have to download the weather from each city that has given weather, in other words, taking it day by day, around the whole world and put it in a database, because I have to go back and see what the weather was on a particular day in order to make the forecast. This took me probably 8 hours a day for, let's say, a year. And then we had to figure out the forecast formula for being able to make these forecasts. Very complicated. I deal with one of my students. His name is Neil Townsend. He's my computer guru, and we use this. Why do I want it free? Because I just think it's nice if people have something to go to where somebody isn't putting their hand out and asking for some money. I don't need the money right now, and I just think it's very useful, very helpful, and we get about 1,000 hits a day, and we do very little advertising. We do none, let's put it that way.
Yeah, now do you find that people that go to the site, whether they're young people or not, it kind of invigorates their interest in forecasting the weather?
You know, Mike, I really don't know. You know why? Because I don't know who goes on the site. I never see these people. So I don't know what it does. I think a lot of people really go to the site to find out, let's say they're going to go to Paris next summer. They can go and figure out, well, what's the best week to go? Because it gives you a seven-day forecast, you know, what each day will be. And if it's raining every day, you just hit next week. And it jumps to the next week, and you can see exactly what it is going to be. So I think most people just use it for long-range weather forecasting. It's the weather nuts, you know, the guys like me that would die to have a site like this when I was young and learning weather, because all the computer models are on there. And one of the computer models that's on there is the American model versus the European model. And the American model was written by my student from Lakeland High School. So he tells me when they're going to make all kinds of changes and so forth. And it's a great model to use.
All right. Now, there are some testimonial comments, though, on this website, too. So some people definitely have left messages for you.
Oh, gosh, yes. We have, it's kind of like we get letters where people write in. And every once in a while, I put a slew of them up there. And they are good. They like the long range. They say, how do you do it? And so forth and so on. And I try to explain in one section how I do the long range forecasting. It's no secret. I find out where the moon, the sun, and the planets are at a certain time. And when I'm making a forecast, the computer program goes back, finds out when the planets, moon, and sun were pretty much in the same spot, and the forecast for that coming day around the world will be about the same.
So the lesson to be learned here is that weather does repeat, just like history repeats, weather repeats.
It does repeat. There's no question about it. And for those that are living along the East Coast, come this September 2015, I have listed in the forecast two hurricanes that should threaten the East Coast. Now, I don't know if it will happen, but it happened back in 1933. So when the situation in the sky was the same, well, whether it works with hurricanes, we will find out.
All right, Jim Witt. The website is theweatherwiz.com, and
right.
You are the man behind it, so we wish you all the best, and thanks for chatting with us about it.
Well, thank you, Mike.
With meteorologist Jim Witt, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In early 2012, an Italian cruise ship sunk off the Tuscany coast. The captain was arrested and jailed for jumping ship before the evacuation was complete. Many countries have a law which says the captain must be the last to leave a distressed ship. But what about here in the U.S.? Would we allow a captain to abandon ship before his passengers and crew? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the Maven.
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
In the United States, it is not a criminal offense for a captain to desert his sinking ship before his passengers and crew have been evacuated. But there is a law called Seaman's Manslaughter, and that's tomorrow on The Final Verdict.
Fake Green.
Harrison with you. For 8 years now, the USDA has been disposing of military nuclear waste by exposing grocery store hamburger to it because it happens to eradicate E. coli bacteria and insects. Michael Colby, former director, Food and Water.
That's 30 million chest x-rays is what was approved to expose our hamburger meat to.
Enough radiation to kill the host cow in under 10 seconds. At high radiation levels, America's massive deregulated meats are nuked for bacteria, staving off costly lawsuits from the 20,000-plus E. coli poisonings a year. Michael Colby.
You're going to take that fecal-contaminated piece of meat, and you're going to zap it with the equivalent of 30 million chest x-rays, and then we're going to call it safe.
Look for radiation's logoed flower with a circle around it on packaging.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.